Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Sandy is here. I'm always glad he's here. Let's go to CJ and see what he wants to talk about. CJ, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Earl, I want to apologize.
Hey, listen. You don't owe me an apology, man. Listen, CJ, you don't owe me an apology, my friend. What's happening today?
Well, thank you for that. But anyways, as we what you folks were talking about, you gentlemen, you know, at the risk of repeating myself, but do you know what every American man, woman, and child owes the federal government right now?
No, I'm sure you'll tell me.
Just take a stab, Earl.
What do you mean? You're saying what is their portion of the national debt?
That's what he means.
You're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Why? Go ahead.
$88,000.
Okay. Your point.
Well, wait a minute, CJ. You opened the door, so we can have some fun with that. Do you know what presidents were presiding at the time when the portions of we have a $30 trillion debt? Do you know what presidents were responsible for the debt that was incurred under their administrations?
Ronald Reagan, George Bush, the second.
Well, some of it, yes. Ronald Reagan. Who was in control of the Congress?
No. Well, actually, Reagan.
Tip O'Neill.
If you want to look at the numbers during the Trump administration, during the Bush administration, and Obama too, but Obama had inherited the huge recession.
2008, right?
And then the COVID money was spent, but the deficit pre-COVID under the Trump administration was very material.
Sandy, Larry Summers, who was the treasurer
and the president of Harvard University.
Well,
he was.
What a failure she is. But
you keep quoting him.
President Obama, this drives inflation, Sandy. This drives inflation 8.3%.
What drives inflation?
The national debt.
Spending does drive inflation. Yeah. So does shortages.
Okay.
So do shortages.
And Larry Summers said, "Don't spend anymore."
Well, he didn't say don't spend anymore.
The president is now promising to buy more votes by canceling student debt.
Hey, CJ, if he says don't spend anymore, should we continue to spend military? Should we stop spending?
Earl,
there?
You know what?
What?
Okay, you know what inflation is, right? 8.3. You know what President Biden budgeted our military budget right now? He budgeted at 2.75 inflation. You know what? That's like a 6% deficit, Earl. So this is not real. We are not playing with real numbers. My dad always said numbers don't lie, but liars figure. And the figures don't lie, Earl. These numbers, they are running our economy. Look at Earl. They aren't doing anything to solve it. It just blows my mind.
Do you guys want to follow this clown?
The 8.3%. What's the core inflation rate today? Because the core inflation rate excludes a couple of the more volatile things, mainly energy. But last month,
it cost me $150 to fill my truck.
Wow,
$150.
Last month, the core inflation rate was 3.6% when there was 8.9% inflation overall. Now we have
tell that to the guy that's filling up his vehicle. You know, the next time you're filling it up or charging it,
Do you know what the?
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. This guy, I mean, go ahead.
So it's Joe Biden's fault, right? All of this.
Well, I tell you what, you know, all you got to do is look at what he's doing. Is he doing anything to solve the problem, Earl?
Hey, that's Sandy, man.
Is he drilling more? Is he creating more energy? No.
CJ, that isn't quite true. Biden, they've just opened up for bids a bunch of federal land for drilling. They've reopened land for drilling.
Our oil reserve. Now he's taking.
No,
that.
I'm not talking about the oil reserve. I'm talking about opening up federal land for drilling. Well, he did.
Hey, CJ, let him speak, man. We're letting you hang on. Go ahead, Sandy.
It's okay. CJ, I mean, the fact is that there are things going on, right? The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. That's not the president. The Federal Reserve is supposed to be independent from the president. But you were last week when you called in, you were wanting to blame the interest rate increase on the Federal Reserve rate on Biden. But so that's what's funny.
Who's president, Sandy? Who's president?
Okay.
Would you be if this was Trump?
Yeah.
Would you believe? Look at Trump's numbers. You know what we were when Trump left office?
Yeah, we had a huge. We ran over $1 trillion deficit during the period of a boom.
Booms are supposed to be times.
Oh no, it was terrible. The tax reduction.
The little guy wasn't paying $5 gallon gas.
But the little guy was earning the minimum wage being earned by the little guy. I mean, we should, you know, that's been the problem in America right now, and it's the problem now is we have an economy which can be described by economists as prosperous, and yet we have a lot of people within the economy who are not experiencing prosperity, and that's what was going on with Donald Trump, and that's the trend line in the United States economy that's so worrisome, Yes.
Lowest unemployment in every demographic with Donald Trump.
Well, no, it's lower now. It's lower now. It is the lowest. The unemployment rate right now is the lowest it's ever been.
3 million
setting
women
records.
Have not come back since COVID. 3 million women. Look it up.
Well, that's not unemployed. That's
labor statistics have not returned to work. 3 million women, because they're either homeschooling their kids or
oh my god,
the companies that have not brought them back. I know people in the office business who have office buildings, and I tell you what, they've been hurt tremendously. By
what?
Clerical.
Well, no, people who own
the
offices have been hurt by the COVID, the change in societal practices that occurred as the result of the COVID pandemic, the stay at home working, the work from home. Those are a lot of things that I can understand frustration and worry about changes, but those things are not to be laid at the foot of the president.
Can I ask you one more question? You had Manny on.
Yes.
And he was talking about the need for our youth. This is another frustration for me, and I repeat myself, but we can't even get kids. We need them to want to be more than and need to be more to create a good job for them, technical and all that. But I think we're all aware that we can't even get kids, a majority of them, to read at their own grade level, technical school and being driven for the job.
Hey, CJ.
But there is the opportunity in America, and that's what drives me crazy. It's the land of opportunity.
Hey,
and
CJ.
We're not taking advantage
hey,
of it.
CJ, we gave you a full, almost 10 minutes to rant.
Thank you, guys.
And the thing that gets me the most is You think all of this is because of Joe Biden. You think all of this that is going
on
is because of Democrats. And
It's both parties, Earl.
But I don't. But you know. But I, you know, when Sandy pointed out, you know, you didn't give him a chance to point out, you know, what occurred under Republican presidents. You basically poo-pooed and shut that down.
I think we lived. I don't feel. I mean, the last president who had this economy. And I considered the worst president because I bought my house at 18% interest with Jimmy Carter.
That was 19. That was no. You presented that on. That was 1982. CJ, you said that last week in 82. Remember who was president in 82?
Come on, don't even go there.
It was Ronald Reagan.
You know what? Ronald Reagan created. He lowered taxes
Ronald Reagan came into office, the nation was the largest creditor nation in the world. When he left, we were the largest debtor nation in the world. Are you aware of that?
Budget did he sign?
No. Are you aware of that?
Who was in control with Tip O'Neill? They promised not to spend all the revenue.
Okay.
Created revenue by dropping.
Okay, we got to go, CJ. CJ, we got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. Be right back.